start off talking about what it means to come back here and help out Louisiana Tech, your alma mater.
Well, it's great to be back in Louisiana. We've been here all weekend and 3 days worth of playing on my favorite golf course in America. And, you know, when you only work an hour and a half a day, I play a lot of golf. So this is just a gorgeous place. The Davisons, of course, who own Squire Creek, are so generous to help Tech out in so many ways. And for me just to come and get to play golf and support Louisiana Tech, which was probably the greatest 5 years of my life, and it would have been 8 or 9 years if my father hadn't had that fateful conversation of, how many hours does it take to graduate anyway? But, man, I love my days at Tech, and there's nothing like coming back for me. I still have a family farm about 50 miles south of Monroe, and it's a great chance to go down there and visit, too. But coming back here and seeing my old Tech buddies, and got a bunch of my school friends who are playing golf with me today, and the whole experience is great. But it's good to just come back and remind yourself where you were and what it means and what a great school and a great place this is. And it kind of gets me fired up every year to get ready for football season coming up and all the other things we need to do to support Tech and what a great school and a great community here.
Every year that kind of goes by, does it make you appreciate it more and more, the realization how much fun it was to have been here? And
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't, we've been doing this thing 9 years now. And, you know, it seems like 2 or 3, 4, and it's funny how time flies, you know. But, yes, it is, you know, it's easy, except for football and stuff like that, to kind of, you know, forget about your school here and your school there, but it's real important to me to come back and remind myself how much this place did mean to me. It was really the greatest time of my life. It really was. Louisiana Tech gave me, especially I went to military school in high school, so I really missed my friends. And we all hooked up at Tech. I mean, there was a big bunch of us from Shreveport went to school over here. And, man, I have so many great memories and screwed up and got a pretty good education, too.
So there wasn't a big change in the social thing going from high school to college, had
You know, our social life could not have been any better. In fact, we started Sundown West when I was going to school here. It's moved up the street since then. But, man, our whole world was so much fun back then, yeah.
I'm sure you share in the excitement that everybody else has with the potential of a new conference affiliation here. I'm sure you've been briefed, for lack of a better word, about what's going on that front.
Yeah, actually, I spoke for the school when Dr. Renault actually introduced that idea last fall. And it sounds very exciting, you know, the potential of hooking up. We've got a lot of great educational facilities here, and I think just like anything else, if we can team up and work together, bigger can be a lot better.
Did you always kind of look at this, even when you were out, you know, blazing your own path, thinking that Louisiana Tech's kind of a diamond in the rough, and one of these days it's going to start getting its shine, and maybe now's that time, you think?
To me, it's always been a diamond, you know. I mean, and it's funny, I think that, you know, LSU is such a big university, of course, and has, you know, the big SEC bravado and all that going with it. But for graduates of Louisiana Tech, we take a lot of pride and being the little dog with the big bite, you know. And it's really interesting having a chance to walk through that alumni building, and you look up on the wall at you know, the people that have been honored with Alumni of the Year, and you see everything from doctors that have cured children's cancer to bridges that have been built halfway across Japan. I mean, and my dad went to school there. He was a pipeline contractor, a brilliant engineer, built pipelines all over the world, and our family's always taken a lot of pride in Ruston, Louisiana and Louisiana Tech.
So that 1.5 hour a day of work that you're doing, how's that going?
It's been a pretty good run. No, I'm actually pretty busy. It's funny, a lot of people don't know that I was actually a speech major and studied theater when I was at Tech. And I've actually started a film production company, made a couple of movies in the last year. And I think they're pretty good. My son's a screenwriter. So him and I are getting a team up now and have some fun doing that together. I got a new single out, just went into the top 40 last week, and got a new album will be out in a couple of months. So still making music, really enjoying it. Pulled together a bunch of my old bandmates from Brooks and Dunn days, and it's really, really fun to have that churning again. And I've been hosting a show called American Country Countdown for about 5 years now, and that's a lot of fun for me. A lot of people don't realize when you're in the music business, you pretty much dedicate your life to picking and singing and all that because you're a huge fan of country music. I mean, that's, or whatever kind of music. I mean, I idolize a lot of the new talent that's coming up. There's just, you know, amazing kids going on. And most of the people on that chart I've toured with at one time or another. So it's really fun just to rag on my friends, you know, every week and stir it up. It's really been a fun gig. So I've got a lot of stuff going on, and I love it all.
I know you just taped something, maybe it was in Nashville for a show a couple of weeks ago. When you have opportunities to be in the public and tape shows, do you throw out an LTU every once in a while?
Oh, you know I do, absolutely. If anybody anybody ever starts talking about sports or whatever, man, I'm proud of Louisiana Tech. Always will be, and we've got a lot of great leadership here. The Davisons, you know, kind of at the forefront of that, raising money and getting our new athletic deal stirred up and whatever. And Trace Atkins, you know, is a good friend of mine, played football here too. And yeah, we'll all beat our chest every chance we get.
Well, how cool to be the two of you guys. I think I asked you this a year ago. When will you come here and maybe you and Trace put together a fundraising show?
Absolutely. He was on tour this weekend, and Terry and I have both been wearing him out all year. He's like, guys, you know, I don't book these things. And of course he does, but he's a big old boy. I can't give him a real hard time.
Yeah, you brought up the filmmaking. You know, your hometown's doing all right there. You got a little Academy Award over there with William Joyce. Do you do anything with the Shreveport Film Commission, or with?
We're looking at doing that right now. In fact, the Western that we did, we're looking at doing a sequel and taking this cowboy character that I play into the swamp. You know, it's something that you don't see a whole lot of. It's always out west and in the desert. But we've kind of got a scenario drawn up that way, and actually have a really cool idea for a horror movie. My farm backs up to Turkey Creek, which is kind of a classic Louisiana swamp, big cypress trees and hanging moss and whatever. So I'm looking forward to getting some of these Hollywood types down there and wading around in the moccasins. It'll be fun to watch them jump anyway.
That song you just put out is kind of reflective of where you've been and where you are now? I think it is.
It's kind of fun, yeah. That's sort of the premise, and I think I'll call the album that too, New to This Town, because It is kind of like starting over for me, you know, and that's what makes the world go around. It's what makes life exciting. Ronnie and I think probably 10 years into our deal, we were going, man, it's time for us to, you know, try and do something else. I mean, we just kept screwing up and having hits, and we tried for so long to get something going before we even met. I mean, we were old when we started, you know. So we rode that horse, I think, as far as we felt like it was good to ride it. We didn't want it to get tired. We were proud of the work we did, but it was definitely time for both of us to stretch out and go have some fun on our own.
Last question. Anything else?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. Appreciate it.